Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. Let's reason together. I read the other day what was meant to be a disparaging remark against independent Baptists. It read, "Are there any books written by independent Baptists that are scholarly and academic?" In response was a number of comments intended by the respondents to support and bolster this man's remark. One of those responses was this: "They didn't come to their faith through reason. Why should they continue in their faith through reason?" Now, I take it from the context that this was meant to be as disparaging as was the original remark to which it responds. But I see it as an absolute and a positive truth. No, we did not enter into faith through reason. Now, that's not to say there's no reason involved. Isaiah said, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord." There certainly was reason involved in my coming to faith. There was reason involved in seeing my sin as destructive. There was reason involved in accepting that God would want me cleansed of it. And there was reason involved in concluding that God's plan of cleansing would be better than a man's plan. But we do not come to faith through reason. We come to faith through faith. Faith that God is. Faith that Christ is the promised Savior. And faith that God will keep the promise of Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. Secondly, we do not continue in faith through reason. Isn't this what Paul argued against in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 3, where he says, "Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh?" We're justified by faith, and we are to walk, which an acceptable synonym of that would be continue in faith. Once again, this in no way implies that independent Baptists are unreasonable. We exercise reason in comparing Scripture with Scripture. We exercise reason in discerning the issues of the day with the teaching of the Word of God. But to actually do what the Bible teaches in our current climate and culture, that is a step of faith. I'm an independent Baptist. I am a fundamental Baptist in that I take the Bible to be fundamentally true and obey those truths on a fundamental level. And I am unashamed of that.